This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm not a musician, but in the course of what I do, I run across them from time to time. And I have sat down with a couple of them, and the musician gave me a very dire observation. He told me that a professor had mentioned to him that a vital, vibrant culture should produce a new form of music every 10 to 20 years or so, roughly speaking. I thought about what he said, and that sort of made sense. Around 1900, we had ragtime. Tango came from South America around 1910. Jazz took over in the 1920s. Swing came in during the 1930s. Bebop came in during the late 40s, early 50s. Rock and roll took over the culture in the late 50s and 60s. But then this musician, and mind you, this was here recently, asked me, what new music has our culture invented since rock? Now, the question was rhetorical. By the 1990s, disco, rap, and hip-hop had come about. So theoretically, our culture was roughly maintaining the every 10-year schedule. However, that was not the point, because it was obvious that this musician considered disco and rap and hip-hop to be a degenerate form of music. One thing I've seen, like, people have asked Prince when he was still alive, what would make Beyonce a better singer? And he said, well, if she would learn how to play the piano, she would learn more about music. So, I tried to point out that disco had a little merit. You could whistle the hustle. Although, you know, I pointed out to him that I was not usually a fan of the style, and he begrudgingly conceded that point, though it was clear that his general opinion of disco was poor. So, you know, a lot of people shared that opinion. Like many suburban Caucasians, I had despised most of disco. You know, except for things that, like, the Bee Gees seemed pretty good at it to me. But except for stuff like The Hustle and Staying Alive, a lot of that stuff is just garbage. Like, do you remember the discotheques and the sexolettes Get Dancing? That was not exactly a good day to be in music. Now, after disco, I kind of thought that rock would reemerge, and I was wrong. When Run-DMC took a simple, barely passable Aerosmith metal jam like Walk This Way and turned it into rap, I then realized that rock had degraded and birthed rap as a natural process of ongoing degeneracy. And for me, that was really sort of the end of pop music. I liked grunge and nu metal, which seemed to go away really quick. I'm not some old fuddy-duddy or anything. I still listen to the stuff that I liked back then, you know. But look at film today. Gone are the orchestral scores that used to accompany just the most mundane of films. And now it's going out and buying the rights to music. Nobody just writes stuff or anything special. There's no sense of occasion with it anymore. A lot of music still attracts me, but music today I couldn't care less about. I really couldn't. But and the musician, he wasn't a fuddy-duddy. He liked the Beatles. He was not opposed to rock. He just thought that music had degenerated. Not being a musician, I took a stab at what I perceived to be the problem. So I told him, it could be argued that jazz is a competing form of classical music. American black musicians designed a complex musicology with improvisation. And then I added rock and roll as dumbed down jazz with emphasis on the beat, with the melody often being sacrificed. And hip hop is everything thrown out but the beat. Music had been deconstructed, melody was lost. And like I said, I'm not a musician, but this musician, he was, and he did not agree. He concurred. He feared for our civilization because he felt that our music reflected an inner cultural rot. And astoundingly, this was not the view of a conservative. He's rather leftist in his worldview. He just knew rot when he saw it. I'm not the only one to notice this. Coming out of science proves pop music has actually gotten worse. So what happened since 1955? Well, timbral variety went down. That means the songs are becoming more and more homogenous. In other words, all pop music sounds the same now. Study also found that pitch content has decreased, which means that the number of chords and different melodies has gone down. Musicians today seem to be less adventurous on moving from one chord to another, said following the paths well-trod by their predecessors and contemporaries. This coming from the Smithsonian. I asked myself, we have the best audio technology in history, and yet we still produce garbage. Can you imagine what Beethoven could have done with GarageBand or with Logic Pro or with Audition? Now, I'm not saying there's no popular music, good popular music being written today. John Williams, some of Andrew Lloyd Webber's work. But I'm asking, what is the root of the general problem and when did it start? And it has to, it sort of embraces this something called atonality. A lot of people thought that Wagner started to shake things up because he had a unresolved chords in his stuff. And he did a lot of things that were contradictory, which was sort of his point. But Western society has embraced some dark, destructive habits. Habits that which are destructive to prosperity, health, and happiness. And these have filtered through to our culture and our music. And if that sounds like a radical claim, you have to remember that I'm just confining the problem. You know, I'm not confining this to just modern music. When you think of Broadway hits, America's versions of the light opera, how many of these hits predate 1970? Broadway still does produce musicals, but compare Hamilton's My Shot to Richard Kiley's Impossible Dream and ask yourself, what will be remembered from a century from now? Why is it that almost every great Broadway show tunes is often top-heavy with music written before 1970? Music also is rife with all kinds of dark messages. Brown Sugar by Rolling Stone. If you were to listen to the words, it was about the enslavement, brutalization by whipping, and sexual degradation of a captured black woman. Rumor was that Mick Jagger wanted to use even more offensive lyrics. But it got playtime on the radio. How long would that have lasted today? And it's still tolerated in a lot of ways. So it's a very deep problem. The dissonance would not have prospered unless our society had been, you know, acclimated to accept that there's no such thing as real truth. Music is a reflection of our society. And if you could argue if it degenerates the culture or if the culture degenerates music. But it's a bit symbiotic and they feed on each other. The real disaster today is that no one values truth as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Here we go! piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. See, sometimes I pick some stuff out because I'm really concerned about the culture of the United States. I'm concerned about it because it seems like it has been stagnated for a long time. Seems like we've become quite superficial in a lot of ways. So it concerns me. But, you know, what else concerns me? I don't like it. I don't like hypocrisy very much. A couple of years ago, Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams was fined $5,787 when he wore a breast cancer awareness black eye against the Chiefs in week 7. He'd worn the same black eye in past seasons and has paid for women's mammograms to help raise breast cancer awareness. Williams lost his mother and 4 aunts to breast cancer. So let us assess, if we can, just so we know the score. The score is always important to know it. It is okay to kneel for the national anthem, but wearing the Find a Cure eye black is apparently unacceptable. Now, if the NFL wants to act like a political platform, like for police brutality, they'd better be prepared for every player to try and raise awareness for causes they care about on game day. All kinds of causes. This is an all-or-nothing game. Either let every member of the NFL raise awareness for a cause or prohibit game-time politics altogether. This isn't a buffet. The NFL can't selectively stand behind some causes and fine for others. Unless I am checked, you know, blacking out your eyes and cleats are well within the realm of respect and patriotism. Kneeling for the anthem, maybe not so much. We've got some latest FBI crime stats out now, and they're not very good for gun control people. No, they're not. Especially those that want to ban rifles. Rifles of any type. Even those dreaded assault weapons. They're still tracking down. There's a little spike, a little uptick. There's been a little uptick. But right now the usual suspects are pouring over the data, looking for justification for their anti-gun agenda, and the resulting spin is nothing less than dizzying. But I'm looking at a chart right now that was put together by The Trace, which is the supposed news organization of Bloomberg, and it shows that criminal use of rifles has declined both generally and as a percentage of the types of firearms used in crimes. Now, you and I would look at that and conclude that the data doesn't support gun control advocates' ongoing campaign to ban assault rifles, setting aside the irrelevance of any data given American Second Amendment protections. Trace has a different take on it, though. It's not surprising that handgun homicides account for most of the elevation in the national murder rates over the past 2 years, following a sea change in the legal gun market as gun companies cater to those who buy weapons to defend themselves from other people. The supply of handguns to the black market has also expanded. Okay. Bad guys use handguns because they're easy to conceal. That's it, full stop. Anything suggesting anything else is either delusional, willfully ignorant, or anti-gun rights agenda-driven. And speaking of assault rifle regulation, there's one in place in California. In fact, the Golden State has more and more unconstitutional gun control laws than any other state. So how's that working out for them? According to the FBI, violent crime up in California and U.S. for second straight year. That was the headline, sfgate.com. Careful to add, and the U.S. to, you know, make it seem like everybody's going up while they're going up. And make out like the failure of the state's law enforcement and gun control regime doesn't exist. And they don't, you know, if you want to talk about spinning, they don't reveal the actual rise until the 12th paragraph. And that there was 4.1%. Because that's a shot at President Trump. They write, but the recent jumps, while prompting concern and a search for causes, does not reflect a picture of spiraling lawlessness suggested by some observers, criminalists said. President Trump earlier this year falsely claimed that the U.S. murder rate had surged to its highest level in nearly 50 years. Violent crime and property crime rates instead were uneven across the Bay Area and the country, with some local jurisdictions reporting falling numbers year to year and nearly all of them seeing crime rates that are well off the historical highs of decades ago. Here's the only bit where reporter Evan Cernofsky focuses on the surge in violent crime. In the region's largest city, San Jose, violent crime went up 13% from 2015 to 2016. Homicides rose from 30 to 47. San Jose, though, remains relatively safe among big cities. Well, guess what? That's a big, epic gun control fail. Violent crime is up in every major city with strict, i.e., unconstitutional gun control. Here's a little lipstick on a pig headline for you from the FBI. Violent crime up in Seattle and Washington in 2016, but murder specifically down. Or how about this? How some local law enforcement agencies are making headway in reducing violent crimes. Yeah, violent crime is up. And as usual, cities with gangs and gun control spearhead the rise. Gun rights restoration may not solve the problem, but it would help. But what is clear here is that gun control is not the solution. But you already knew that, didn't you? You already knew that part of it, didn't you? Here's the thing. While they're out there trying to spin these things, because anything, you know, if they would actually just come out just one time and throw out one real, true shred of data, one statistic that I could look at, I could say they're just misguided. But they're not misguided. They're not delusional. They're on a crusade. They want a leftist society, and they know in order to get it, well, they got to disarm us first. So, there you have it. We have some of the latest statistics. It's, you know, as far as gun control is concerned, or as far as we in the United States with 320 civilians, 320 million people living in the United States with, what, 660 million guns up to, with 136 million gun owners, looking pretty good. We're actually a fairly peaceful society. Wow. Who would have thunk it? I wouldn't have thunk it. But, you know, all things considered. Take that, the trace. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now I'm going to tell you something that you probably already know. If you handle guns enough, sooner or later, you're going to pull the trigger on one that you didn't mean to pull the trigger on. The difference between an accidental discharge and a negligent discharge, to me, is where that round goes. Now, if you are following the rules and the gun is downrange, probably going to scare you a lot. Probably won't do that again. But then, we come to something else. We come to what I refer to as stupid gun handling. Here's a little quote from him from the State Bank of Drummond. Better that men should be held to consequences of their own culpable carelessness than that courts of equity should undertake to relieve them therefrom. When John Farnham gets called in to investigate shootings, and sometimes when he's investigating an accidental shooting and with an injury, what he usually finds is that it is self-inflicted. And he always makes it a point to ask the shooter, the person who was holding the gun at the moment of the discharge, why he had the muzzle of the weapon he was controlling pointed in an obviously unsafe direction. Now, sort of like when you're counseling alcoholics, the first response is usually denial. But when re-confronted with the evidence, the person eventually says something like, I had no idea I was doing that. So like all bad, careless habits, inadvertently pointing guns at your own body parts, mostly hands, feet, arms, legs, is probably not something that will begat disaster the first time you do it. No, it's a cumulative thing, because like all bad habits, careless gun handling is a time bomb. And no, like, you know, you don't get to know how long the fuse is. You don't get to know that. So sometimes people handle guns carelessly for years, decades, with never an unhappy incident. Then during one inconvenient moment, that fuse finally runs out. Then, after unintentionally shooting himself, the person will be heard to say, "This is so unfair," or "This particular gun is inherently unsafe," ad nauseum. And with the unfair part, I agree conditionally. You need to explain to the shootee that he hasn't been that he has been unfairly lucky right up to that point. After pointing guns at himself 1,000 times, 10,000 times. The lines finally crossed and the inevitable finally happened. Righteous gun handling is an attitude more than a method or a practice. Righteous behavior always proceeds from principled mental posture, not a set of rules. These wonderful weapons that it is our honor and prerogative to keep and bear are, yes, inherently dangerous. That's the point. That is a given and not subject to a debate. So, I don't believe it's possible to handle any of them safely. The best we can do is handle them carefully, with reverence and respect that they both deserve and demand. And even then, there's no guarantee. But keeping and bearing arms represents a risk some of us gallantly and audaciously take upon ourselves in the process of claiming our own magnificence. Wyatt Earp said this: practice gun wielders had too much respect for their weapons to take unnecessary chances with them. It was only with tyros and would-bes that you heard of accidental discharges or didn't know it was loaded injuries. A weapon, you know, this is the thing that I you know, when I hear about guns being, like the whole thing with the SIG P320, okay? They discovered that it was not 100% altogether drop safe. What are we teaching with that? What are we teaching? Now, yeah, I know that, you know, Glock in the beginning wasn't drop safe. It was, you know, in the beginning it was a new design too. But with half a million of these weapons out there, there have been 4 accidents, 3 of them in law enforcement, in what, 3-4 years since they've been out. I run 2 of them. Right now they're off being dealt with, but, you know. I run them. I had no problems with them. People other than me run them. They have no problems with them. When they get back, I will run them again. Happily. But when I run them, I'm going to run them carefully. Okay, I'm going to run them with a degree of nervousness. Not so much to where I'm afraid of it, but what I'm afraid of is muzzling somebody. Because if you muzzle somebody, well, things could happen from there that might not be good. And I am one to tell you, I know exactly how that feels. So, is there a safe way to handle a gun? I don't know. I don't know if guns can ever be considered safe simply because of what they are and what they are intended to do in the right hands. In the right hands, they are meant to be used for righteous violence. In the wrong hands, they're an aberration. But I don't know that we can sit back and say, well, you know, I handle these guns safely. I don't think that's exactly what we should call it. I think we should say carefully. With respect. Now, as for the inevitability, well, yes, that's just going to happen. But once again, if you're handling them carefully and with respect, optimally, you want to follow all four of the rules all the time. Realistically, it's okay as long as you're being careful. There's a difference between being careless and being careful. Keeping the weapon pointed up and down range. No matter what else happens, as long as there's not an inadvertent human straying into your sight line, you're not going to hurt anybody. And that is the end result you're seeking. So these weapons that we carry every day, respect them. Treat them with care. And don't make the mistake of thinking that it's a routine thing. It is never a routine thing to handle a gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. The editors of the National Review are back on their high horse again, recalling the days of their against Trump issue devoted to foiling his quest for the GOP nomination. This editorial in the National Review called for a timeout on the NFL for Trump, like a naughty preschooler, and calling for better judgment, or their judgment, in other words, from the president. They write, "The president has conducted himself here in an unseemly fashion, to say the least, and has exhibited his remarkable knack for making everything he touches about him, which the NFL protests weren't until he stuck his nose in. That's not a question of rights, but a question of judgment, which was unhappily in short supply over the weekend. But along the way, they offer supporting context that makes it seem like the writers on the editorial board never read Heather McDonald. We do not believe that simmering white malice is the reason but black Americans are arrested and incarcerated in numbers far disproportionate to their share of the population." Well, that's not true. McDonald has repeatedly shown that incarceration is not disproportionate to criminality. But they continue on. They've started. They got to go. "Blacks constituted 62% of all robbery defendants in America's 75 largest counties in 2009, 57% of all murder defendants, and 45% of all assault defendants, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, even though blacks comprise only 15% of the population in those counties. In New York City, where they make up 23% of the city's population, they commit 3/4 of all shootings, 70% of all robberies, according to victims and witnesses in their reports to the New York Police Department. Whites, by contrast, commit less than 2% of all shootings, 4% of all robberies, though they are nearly 34% of the city's population. In Chicago, 80% of all known murder suspects were black in 2015, as were 80% of all known non-fatal shooting suspects, though they are a little less than a third of the population. Whites made up 0.9% of the known murder suspects in 2015 and 1.4% of known non-fatal shooting suspects, though they are about a third of the city's residents. Such racially skewed crime ratios are repeated in virtually all American metropolises. They mean that when officers are called to a scene of a drive-by shooting or an armed robbery, they will overwhelmingly be summoned to minority neighborhoods looking for minority suspects in the aid of minority victims. That means that observers have a duty to be realistic in assessing what ought to be of concern. As Heather McDonald writes, Trump's concern about rising crime is therefore not a concern about white victims and the loss of white life. It is a concern about black lives. As he said, young Americans in Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Ferguson have as much of a right to live out their dreams as any other child of America. Hint to the media, he was referring to black children in those cities, such as the 10 children under the age of 10 killed in Baltimore last year, the 9-year-old girl fatally shot while doing homework in her mother's bed in Ferguson, Missouri, and in August 2015, the 9-year-old boy in Chicago lured into an alley and killed by his father's gang enemies in November 2015. And yet, the media is twisting itself into knots trying to downplay and trivialize the crime increase. Isn't it white Republicans and, of course, the cops who are supposed to be indifferent to black lives? Now, on their own pages, where Ms. McDonald is a contributor, a review of her latest book published by the very same National Review will tell you that you would never know it from the activists, but police shootings are responsible for a lower percentage of black homicide deaths than white and Hispanic homicide deaths. 12% of all whites and Hispanics who die of homicide are killed by police officers, compared to 4% of black homicide victims. That disparity is driven by the greatly elevated rates of criminal victimization in the black community. More blacks die each year from homicide, more than 6,000, than homicide victims of all other races combined. Their killers are not the police and not whites, but other blacks. In Chicago this year, 2,870 people, mostly black, were shot. If you believe the Black Lives Matter narrative, you would assume that the assailants of those black victims were in large part cops. In fact, the police shot 17 people, most of whom were threatening lethal force, accounting for 0.6% of the total. But the National Review editorial board contends that the United States of America is a good country. It is not a perfect one. And while the United States has made a great deal of progress in the past half century, and while it is a paragon of racial liberalism compared to much of the rest of the world, there is cold comfort to anyone experiencing injustice in the here and now, and it is only natural that this is felt most cleanly by those who bear its burden most directly. So black Americans suffer from injustice more than white Americans, is what they're saying. Based on what? Based on what definition of injustice? Based on what data? Now, you know, they could go deeper into the subject via the research of their own contributor. But that's not the sort of thing that wins you invitations to cocktail parties among the swell set in Manhattan and D.C. It's so much better to stand against the uncouth president and engage in ritual shaming. Unless, you know, you find the current situation unsatisfactory and really want to change it. And that requires taking some uncomfortable positions and shocking people into changing their minds. And this, there's only one word to tell you how to fix this. And that means that we're going to lose a generation because they have lost it. They have no chance to go back and make this right. Fathers, maybe mothers too, family. These young people deserve to have a family. They deserve to have a chance. Now, the National Review, who doesn't like Trump? They don't like Trump at all, and I get that. As a matter of fact, here's the thing. I called them in the run-up to the election, and I said, listen, I have used you as a resource for years. However, you're just a one-trick pony now. Is there anything else in the country going on besides you don't like Trump? So, that kind of one-trick pony thing that, you know, especially in the media. There, you know, and I mean, to a certain degree, I guess I could be accused of being a one-trick pony, given the scope of the show. But it just makes me sort of crazy to look at these guys who will do anything, sell their souls, in order to get a dig at Trump. And it really doesn't matter what they want or what they do. They're still getting invited to the cocktail parties. They're still very useful idiots. Bill Kristol, Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson. Those guys are useful idiots. No more. No less. And they continue. Don't you think they know that the left regards them that way? How would you not know the left regard? I haven't ever been you know, invited to one of these parties they go to all the time. I don't know if they're really swell. Maybe that's what motivates them to go that way, but hey, I don't know. Nor do I care. This was lazy. Okay, so you want to criticize Trump. Okay, that's fine. You had data in front of you from one of your own people, one of your own contributors, that you could have leaned on. Now, you wouldn't have gotten the dig at Trump. You wouldn't have gotten the dig at Trump. But see, here's the thing. The whole thing is based upon this supposition that police officers are hunting and killing black Americans. And that's not happening. Police officers don't run around looking to put a notch on their pistol. They don't want to kill somebody. That's not as, you know, the way they make it sound, it's almost like they make it sound like it's easy, like it's free. It is far from it. Which is not to say that they're not, you know, I know a few that are very, very good at their job, and I have no issue with them doing their job, but it's a very fine line they walk, and they walk it daily. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.